Welcome to Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
Welcome to the Sonic Society, Season 12, Episode 496.
And I'm the handsome prince who was kissed awake by a lovely princess.
And I'm confused. Sorry, David Alt. Jack, are you making some kind of reference to your lovely wife, Ginny, or tonight's feature?
I am a little overtired, but tonight's about our incredible Christmas special from David Farquhar and Voices in the Wind Audio Theater.
Aha! Our feature tonight can only be Snow White, and it begins right here
on the Sonic Society.
Voices in the Wind Audio Theater presents Snow White by Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm, adapted for audio by Diane Vandenhoven.
Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, beneath a great mountain by a deep, dark forest, in a castle with three turrets covered in moss, there lived a beautiful girl named Snow White. Ah, but I am getting ahead of myself. Who am I, you ask? Just an old owl who has seen everything. Is there anything more glorious than the sun rising as you fly over a snow-covered field? Except, of course, for the fact that the mice will see your shadow. Is there anything more wonderful than coming home?
I have never known a winter so cold.
Is it not beautiful? The snow looks so white against the ebony darkness of the forest.
The spring will arrive in good time, along with the birth of our son.
You mean daughter? It is Albrecht. Open the casement and let him in.
My lady wife, why do you insist on keeping that filthy bird?
He is not filthy. He is wise and loyal. Is that not true, Albrecht? You hunt with your falcons? I speak with my owl.
When our son is born, these fancies will leave you.
When our daughter is born.
How can you be so certain?
The wind spoke to me, and I listened. It told me to make this christening gown of finest lace. Is it not beautiful? It will frame her little face.
It is fine indeed.
Ow!
What is the matter?
I pricked my finger. Oh, no. And the blood stains the white cloth. 3 drops.
Can it not be repaired?
It is a sign. Our daughter will have skin as white as snow. Hair? As black as ebony, and lips as red as blood. She will be called Snow White.
Or it may be a son. Time will tell. But I must leave you now. There is trouble on our border to the east. It requires diplomacy, and if that fails, gold.
Safe journey. I hope you shall return sooner than the spring. Albrecht?
Yes, my lady?
I fear I will not live long after the birth of my daughter.
You must not say such things.
Do you not sense it?
As I flew through the night, the wind grew cold and bitter.
You must look after my daughter. She must never know of darkness and fear.
You have my word.
I hope she'll have the gift and be able to talk to you as I do.
She may be like her father.
Then you will indeed have a great deal of work to do.
And it came to pass, the fair queen gave birth to a girl with skin as white as snow, hair as black as ebony, and lips as red as blood. And she was named Snow White. And as the queen foretold, she died 3 days after the princess was born. For many years, the king mourned the death of his lovely wife. The winters came and left. The troubles in the east faded and grew. And, as all kings must have a queen, he bowed to the wishes of his advisors.
Snow White, my darling girl.
Yes, father?
It is time for me to take a wife, and you, my dear girl, need a mother.
But why? Is it not perfect, you and I?
For many years, the eastern border has been a thorn in my side. There is a woman from a great house there, and should I marry her, peace will come. You would like a mother, would you not?
But do you love her?
Those who govern the land cannot be governed by their hearts. We must bear our responsibilities.
How can you marry one you do not love?
They say she is very beautiful.
When I marry, it will be for love.
I was fortunate in loving your mother. But it is not always so. When the time comes, you will marry a prince, and the kingdom will be stronger for it.
He must be handsome and ride a gray palfrey. Oh, and he must have blue eyes.
It is always good to know exactly what you want. But now, we must prepare for the arrival of our new queen.
Get away from me, you filthy thing! You, that's who. Why are you always following me about? Hoo-hoo all you like. I still have no idea what you are saying. Get out of my way. We must make things ready for the queen. How I wish I could be down there with the courtiers. Father says I must stay up here until I can be introduced to her properly. The queen, silly. Now kindly move out of my way so that I can see her through the casement. Look at the carriages, so finely crafted. Oh, she alights. Oh, can you see her face? It is covered by a veil. She cannot be all that beautiful. And so many trunks. I wonder what can be in them all. I have been thinking. I would rather like to have a mother. I know nothing of the world outside these walls. My only knowledge is to stay away from the dark woods. Perhaps she will tell me stories of the land where she comes from. We will sit by the fire, and she will comb my hair and call me Darling Snow. Yes, I have concluded it will be good to have a mother. It is only a raven. Does it belong to her, I wonder? No need to worry. I am certain he will not take your place.
Come closer, my child, so that I may see you. So, it is true, you are beautiful.
Thank you.
Did we give you permission to speak?
I was being courteous.
We shall get along splendidly, as long as you do everything I say.
You have so many beautiful things. Look at this beautiful fabric. What lies behind that curtain?
Do not touch. Never touch. There must always be a mystery. Do not let curiosity be your downfall.
How should I address you?
Your Majesty.
Not Mother?
Whatever for.
I thought...
Leave us now.
Yes. Your Majesty.
Impertinent girl. We shall have to keep an eye on her, won't we, Ragnar?
Indeed, Your Majesty. I have discovered that there is an owl in the castle who sees all.
Pity. There is only room for one bird here. Is that not so, my beautiful black raven?
I am sorry, old bird, but she wants you out of the castle. Father says her wish is law. I know. Father is not himself. I am worried. He is distracted by all the nobles who have come to sue for peace. It's the barn for you, my friend. You will be amongst your own kind. I'll miss you, even though you are rather dirty.
Who are you talking to?
Oh! You frightened me. You should make your presence known.
Were you talking to that old owl?
That would be ridiculous.
Why? I talk to my horse. Does the owl talk back?
He only hoots.
No doubt his words are far wiser than those spoken by the nobles at court.
Are you here with the prince?
Am I here with the prince?
I hear he has a large nose and bow legs.
Most do.
I am to marry a prince one day. I hope that he is not the one. I would never be able to keep a straight face if I had to look at his bow legs. Or his big nose. If you'll excuse me, I must take my leave.
I could not tell her that I was the prince. She would not have believed me. I do not have bow legs. Sorry, old bird. Looks like your court is to be the barn now.
I should have known one day it would come to this. Exiled with the riffraff.
We riffraff have feelings, you know. And who are you that you are so high and mighty?
I was the owl to the queen.
The dark one?
No. The one that was full of light and kindness.
How do you come to be here, if you are so great?
The Dark Queen and her bird hold sway over the entire court.
No matter. It is all more civilized out here.
Who are you?
Isn't it obvious? I'm the dove to the cow. A very exalted position, I'll have you know.
A dove? There is nothing dirty about a dove.
I should think not.
What young girl would not want a dove?
Indeed. Unless you mean as a meal.
No, no, you silly creature. How would you like to be dove to the princess?
Oh, so now we riffraff aren't so bad?
What is your name?
Deirdre.
I am Albrecht. I promised the late queen that I would watch over her daughter, but I have been banished. The Dark Queen knows what I see. I need you to watch over the young princess and reconnoiter to me.
Reco who?
Tell me what is going on.
And what do I get out of this?
A reprieve from the roasting pan.
Sounds fair.
And beware of the raven named Ragnar. He works for the Dark Queen.
You have slumbered too long, my looking glass. By all the spirits old and new, eyes of mist, I summon you. What is your wish? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of us all?
Thou, O Queen, art fair, 'tis true, but now there is one more fair than you.
No, it cannot be true.
The mirror never lies.
Silence! Quiet! Who? Who is fairer than I?
Skin like snow, hair of ebony. The princess is far fairer than thee.
How can this be? We have followed your instructions, taken the potions. The king is now perfectly placed. Without my looks, I will have no power over him. I cannot let that little turnip of a girl sway her father's heart.
The trials of time will ravage every seed, but work and toil hasten the deed.
Yes, of course. We have been remiss in her education. She must learn all the duties of the servants. Every last one. The king has been called to the east, and I must run the castle as I see fit. Summon the princess!
It makes no sense to clean the courtyard with a brush, when the rain can do a far better job than I. But who am I to make sense of this woman? She says if I am to be queen, I must learn all of the castle. The cooking, the cleaning. I will do these chores, and one day, I will be a queen far greater than she. Oh, aren't you a pretty thing? Oh, don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. Are you as soft as you look? Oh, how wonderful! You fit right into the palm of my hand. Your feathers are soft, and far prettier than that old owl. Oh, don't let on that I said that. You can talk all you want, I still cannot understand you. Are you saying that I should make the best of a bad situation? And that all the work I am doing now will bear fruit in the future? That is very good advice. Thank you. I shall try my best. Yes, it is good to have a friend. Even if you are small and made of feathers and I cannot understand a word you say. Do you have any other friends? Are there two of you? Another who cares for you? Waits for you and perhaps loves you. Someday I will have that. He is out there waiting. I need only to find him. You are right. These chores will not do themselves. It is only that blackbird. He can never harm us.
By the spirits old and new, all-seeing eyes, I summon you.
Yes, my lady.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of us all?
You are fair, my lovely queen, but Snow White is still the fairer seen.
Ragnar!
Your Majesty.
We have to take more drastic measures. Summon the huntsman. We have need of his services. How can this be? She toils with the servants, sleeps with the mice. She cannot be the fairest. Beauty is all I have. How cursed to be a woman, denied inheritance of money or land. Ah, my good Udo, your skills as a huntsman are well known.
I hope they may serve, my lady.
Take the young princess into the wood.
As you command.
And kill her.
Your Majesty.
You swore an oath.
Kill the princess?
She is a danger to the kingdom.
She is a mere girl.
She has strange powers. She talks to birds. We had to banish that owl of hers.
The owl is a harmless bird.
Do you question my commands?
No, I...
Do you value your life more that of a traitor?
But the king...
You have sworn an oath to obey the king. He now sits in a cell to the east, awaiting our payment of ransom. I am regent in his absence. so it falls on you to obey me.
Of course, Your Majesty.
And if perchance you think to outwit us, cut out her heart and return it to us as a token of your loyalty.
How good it is to be out of the castle.
Yes, Princess.
I have very much enjoyed the tour of my father's land, but he always warned me to stay away from the deep, dark wood.
They are only tales to scare young children. A princess must never be afraid.
I am not afraid.
We shall go together. As long as you are with me, no harm will befall you.
I feel a chill.
Do not let your thoughts become your master.
Even the shadows disappear when the trees are so tall. It is as dark as night.
We will rest here.
But why?
The horses are weary. They must rest. I will help you dismount.
What do you see? What danger is there that you must pull a dagger?
In the leaves, over here, I see a bird with a broken wing. I must put it out of its misery.
Let go of my arm. You are hurting me.
Do not struggle. It will be over soon.
No.
Do you not wish to see your mother?
No. No, stay back.
I am sorry, Princess.
I command you to step away.
My orders come from the Queen.
But why? Why would she have you harm me?
You are a threat to the kingdom.
How?
I do not know. All I see is your beauty.
Is that a threat?
It is to those who no longer possess it.
And you would kill me? I have no defenses. I am unarmed. Where is the courage in that?
She would have my life.
If you kill something of beauty, what does that make you?
A man who lives for another day.
Save me. Save your soul. Let me go, and I will never return to the castle.
You will be left here alone.
Better loneliness than death.
I must have proof of the deed. I must return with your heart.
I will give you my gratitude. As for my heart, kill another in my stead, a deer, and present that to the queen.
Very well. Run. Run away before I change my mind. Go into the woods and never be seen again.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
She will never survive. Better the wild take her than I.
I cannot continue. I must rest for a moment. What is that? I'm not afraid. I am not afraid. A princess must never be afraid. Oh, what am I to do? Where am I to go? I have no home. Owl? Owl, is that you? Oh, lovely dove. It is you, my one true friend. You have eyes that see far and wide. Can you help me? I must find shelter. Oh, not too fast. You have wings. I only have feet.
Your Majesty, behold in this ebony box, on a pillow of whitest satin, lies the blood-red heart of the princess.
You have served us well, huntsman. You will be rewarded.
I am always your humble servant.
Leave us. Let us see. Who is the fairest now? By the spirits old and new, all-seeing eyes, I summon you.
my queen.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?
You are fair, my queen, 'tis true, but the princess is still more fair than you.
What? She lives?
It is a mistake.
The mirror never lies. Where is she?
The forest dark by the mountain steep. She looks for a home, a place to sleep.
Sleep? If it's sleep she wants, we shall give it to her. Ragnar!
Yes, my queen.
He lied to me. Traitor! He will have his reward. And your reward shall be his eyes.
Tell me, do you see anything? I should hope so. I am so tired and would faint with hunger. Why, it's a little cottage. I wonder who lives there. I am sure it is fine. Besides, if a monster did live there, it would be very, very small. Hello? Is there anyone home? Of course. There is always a place for manners, except when one is hungry. Hello? Hello? There's no one here. Oh, look! The furniture is so tiny. And very, very dirty. There must be children living here. Where could their parents be? Oh, how sad. They are all alone, fending for themselves. They need a mother. What is this? Some sort of stew. How strange looking. Oh, but I am so hungry. I need to find a clean bowl. Oh. Ugh. It tastes awful. Oh, but I don't care. That is what I was thinking. I could stay here and help the children. I could cook and clean and look after them. Let us have a look around. Oh, look! Tiny little beds. They are rather short, but if I push them together, they shall do nicely. Let us clean up, and then we will have a rest. Come on, lend a hand. Or a wing.
I'm hungry. Is it your turn to cook, Monty?
I do believe it's Sam's turn.
I made breakfast.
Well, that's why I'm so hungry.
You're the one to talk. The last time you cooked, there was smoke in the house for days.
Stop!
Shh! What is it?
Watch out!
Ow!
Sam! Did you leave the lights burning?
Why do I always get the blame?
Someone or something is in our house. Mitt, go and look in the window.
Why me?
Because...
I'm the bravest?
You've got the biggest pickaxe.
Do you see anything?
There's no one inside.
Try the door!
It's open.
Sam, did you leave the door unlocked?
No.
If we all go in at once, we can defeat it!
Defeat what?
The monster!
We won't have to defeat it if we run.
Unless it's a witch, then it doesn't matter.
This is our home, man. We cannot be afraid. Come on! Oh, my!
What is it?
I can't see.
What's happened to our home? It's...
clean.
It's not a monster.
It's magic.
Or an evil witch.
Why would an evil witch clean our house?
Why indeed?
Do you smell that?
I don't smell anything.
Exactly! It's a bird!
That's bad luck.
Maybe it's the witch.
What?
Transformed to trick us.
Quick, get it!
With what?
It's too fast! Get the broom!
We have a broom?
Don't hurt it!
Quiet now! We don't know what's in that room! Mitt, get out your knife!
It's not gonna help us against magic.
There is something on the bed.
We move together. Slowly.
What is it? Can you see?
It's not a monster.
Or a witch.
It's a girl.
That's even worse.
She's sleeping?
What do we do with her?
Can we keep her?
She's waking up!
I had the strangest dream. I was... Who are you?
Who are you?
I am Snow White. What are you doing here?
We could ask you the same.
We live here.
But you are not children. You are little men.
Why are you here?
I have run away.
You must go back. Someone will be worried about you.
I would not think so.
You can't stay here.
But I have nowhere to go.
We can show you the way back if you're afraid.
A princess is never afraid.
Princess?
Or witch?
I am not a witch. My mother, the queen.
The queen?
Oh, she is not really my mother. She sent the huntsman to kill me.
Why should she want to kill you?
Are you a thief?
No, I'm not. I do not know why the queen wants me dead. But the huntsman spared me, and I have spent all night in the forest, and I found your little house, which was very dirty, by the way. See how well I have cleaned it? If you let me stay with you, I could be very useful.
But the queen!
She believes me to be dead.
Oh, we don't want any trouble.
Brothers, we must discuss this.
Let her stay.
You said she was a witch.
She looks harmless, and the house is clean.
Can she cook?
She smells pretty.
Girls are trouble.
All right, all right. We are good men of kind hearts. We cannot turn her out into the cold. I propose we let her stay until we can find her a more suitable arrangement.
Fine. All right.
Fine. All right.
It has been decided. You may stay with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You shall not regret it. If I am to stay, we should be formally introduced.
I am Monty.
Mitt.
I am Sam.
I am very pleased to know all of you. And to thank you, I will cook you the most marvelous meal.
Hurrah!
Hooray!
That's all very well, but where are we all going to sleep?
Here, Snow White, let me help you.
Why, thank you, Sam.
No, no, let me.
I said I would do it.
Give it here.
You had better let me do that.
Come on, brothers, we must hurry to work.
What do you do?
We mine the gold that lies deep in the mountain.
Don't tell her that.
I have no need of your treasure. I only want a home.
While we are away, you must promise not to open the door to anyone.
No one knows where I am. Only the birds.
You must promise me.
Yes, yes, I promise.
We must get to work.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Be careful.
Goodbye.
I agree. This arrangement will work out very well.
In a deep, dark forest glade, Snow White a home has made. The cottage sits in a glen filled with little men.
Foolish girl, you cannot hide from me. The mirror sees all.
What will you do?
I must deal with this myself. I can trust no one.
The princess will recognize you.
There are powers far greater than your puny imagination. This potion will alter my visage.
I shall be a young girl, just like the princess.
To what end?
See this fabric? How the threads shimmer? We shall fashion it into a beautiful corset that she will not be able to resist. A pull on the laces, and she will be done. Quickly, the potion will only last a short time.
Of course, I cannot stay here forever. I must find my own home. I must marry. But I cannot hope that a prince will just come knocking on my door. Or will he? I will be careful. I will open the door a crack, only for a peek.
Good morrow. I am looking for the lady of the house.
Oh, that would be me.
You are so young.
So are you.
My father is ill and unable to work. I must help him by selling these fabrics. See?
Oh, how lovely.
I have many more that I could show you.
I cannot let anyone in.
Are you a prisoner? Do you need help?
No, no. I only promised.
Your dress is torn. I have just the piece that will cover that.
I was traveling in my clothes.
What harm can come from looking? See how the thread catches the light?
I shouldn't.
Try it around your waist.
It is rather pretty.
I will lace up the stays.
Careful. Not too tight.
Let me fix that.
Stop. Stop. I cannot breathe.
Is she dead?
She is not breathing. We must hurry before the potion wears off and I am discovered.
I wonder what's for supper.
Are we going to have to wash?
You know how girls are.
Stop! The door is open.
We told her not to open the door to anyone.
Quiet, quiet.
You don't think it's...
magic.
Shh.
She's on the floor.
Snow White! Snow White!
What's wrong with her?
She's not breathing.
Look at her clothes. There's something different.
What is she wearing?
It's too tight. Quick, Matt, get out your knife and cut the stays.
Let me through. That should do it.
Snow White, wake up. Water, get her some water.
What happened?
You must tell us. We found you on the floor.
Oh, there was a young girl. She was selling the most beautiful fabrics.
We told you not to open the door.
Maybe she was working for the queen.
But she believes I am dead. How would she know I was here?
How indeed?
No matter what, you must not open the door again.
No, it cannot be. How does she still live?
The dwarves, your majesty.
I will not be thwarted by these little turnips. I must find a way more cunning, more subtle. We must prepare another potion. Come, Ragnar.
You must remember your promise.
Yes, yes. I will not open the door.
Because we've grown quite fond of you.
And your cooking.
Now go.
Goodbye.
Go.
Goodbye.
Go. Do not worry about me.
Goodbye.
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 Oh, it is such a beautiful day. Too beautiful to stay inside. I will only stay out for a moment. I remember my promise. I shan't go far. Oh, look at these lovely flowers right next to the cottage. I will pick them. Is it wrong to want a few pretty things in a house so full of men?
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. You scared me.
Oh, please forgive me. I fear that I'm lost. I must get to the other side of the forest to sell my wares.
I am not quite sure which way you should go.
If I do not sell my goods, I will have no money to feed my children.
How terrible.
Perhaps if you looked at my wares.
No, no, I cannot talk to anyone. I must bid you good day and go inside.
My children are so hungry. I only ask a moment.
Perhaps a moment.
You have such beautiful hair. So long and dark. A shame it is in such disarray.
Is it? Oh, I have not seen myself. There is no mirror.
No mirror? One must always have a looking glass, or how will you know the truth? Here. I have a mirror and this comb and matching ivory.
It is lovely.
Let me comb your hair. I am very gentle with my little girl.
You want to comb my hair?
Only if you wish.
Please do.
One must take care of beauty.
Ow!
It is only a knot. I will work through it.
Oh, I feel strange.
You have been working too hard. You must rest.
The world is spinning. I need...
You need nothing.
The comb.
Leave it. It will take time to work. The little men will not be home for hours. By then, it will be over. What was that?
A dove.
Not the owl?
No.
Follow it. There must be no mistake this time.
It's full. Load it out.
Have we ever worked so fast, my brothers?
It is because we had a decent breakfast.
What's that?
A bird.
It's bad luck.
It's Snow White's dove.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Stop pecking at me!
Maybe it's trying to tell us something.
Maybe it's about Snow White.
She may be in danger. We must go! There she is!
Where?
Lying on the ground.
Perhaps she fainted.
What has happened? There must be something.
In her hair. The comb.
Yes, take it out. Careful, careful. We don't know what is on it.
She's awake.
What happened?
We told you not to let anyone in.
But I did not. I was outside. Oh, she was a mother wanting to feed her children.
She wished to harm you.
But she was beautiful.
You cannot judge by looks. Look at us.
We're ugly.
And smelly.
Oh, to me, you are wonderful. All of you.
It is plain that we cannot leave you alone. We will stay at home.
No, you must work. I cannot stay here forever. I may be putting you all in danger. I must find a home of my own.
You must stay here to be safe.
Only until we can find a better arrangement.
Good, because I'm hungry.
You made it.
Yes.
And the raven?
I've lost him.
Good.
That was the second time.
The queen will come again.
We must stop her.
We are only birds. We must find a human to stop her.
There was a man. Alone on a horse.
I will find him.
Hello, Dove.
Oh, Raven.
It was very brave of you to help the princess. Twice.
You cannot stop me.
Shame that you won't be able to help her again.
Go. Go.
Sleep well.
Where are you? Oh, I do hope she will be all right. There is a storm coming. I must close all the windows and bar the door. No one should be out in this. Oh, I am not afraid. A princess never is afraid. What was that? Could it be someone in trouble? What should I do? I cannot open the door I promised. What if it is the dove and I cannot hear her voice over the wind?
Hello, dearie.
Oh, you should be at home. There is a storm.
Will you give me shelter?
I cannot let anyone in.
You would leave an old woman out in this? My rags are thin and my bones are brittle. You are a good girl. That I can see.
Please, do not ask me.
Only for a short while. Until the storm passes.
No!
It is better that you're not alone in this.
Yes, yes, come in before the storm starts.
You have nothing to fear from me, dearie. I am a simple peddler of apples. Here, take one for your kindness.
I cannot.
So red and crisp and juicy. There are no finer apples. A gift from nature.
But I do not know you.
There is no harm. I will cut off a slice for myself. Delicious.
It does look delicious.
This piece is perfect. It will put some color in your cheeks.
It is good.
Be careful, dearie. We wouldn't want a piece to get stuck in your throat. There is a good and a bad side to everything. Next time, you must be sure to eat from the good side.
The little men will not be able to save her this time. Hurry, I must get back.
Steady on, old girl. We must deliver this note. The king's life depends upon us. We will ride on through. Come on, you stubborn thing. I will dismount and lead. Will that make you feel better?
Go. Go.
What is that sound? It comes from beneath this pile of leaves. A dove. What is it, little one? You have a broken wing. Here, you'll be safe under my vest until we find a place to repair you. I remember you, old thing. You are the owl from the king's barn. What are you doing out here? Can you lead me through the storm to the castle? Do you have a better plan? I think not. Lead on, owl.
Hurry! I'm soaked to the bone.
We won't have to wash tonight.
Our house has never looked so inviting.
The door is open.
Not again.
We should wait.
There is no time. We must go in.
Snow White, is she alive?
She is not breathing.
What is it?
I see nothing about that would cause this.
Hurry, Monty. You must save her. She is too beautiful to die.
I know not what to do.
You are the wisest among us.
It is a spell from a witch.
Oh, Sam, you and your talk of witches.
He may be right. Why does she sleep if not from a spell?
What should we do?
We will watch over her until the answer comes.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
The queen was fair and Snow White, both now fade into the night.
You imbecile, I stand before you.
It is a potion, my queen.
I am still aged and wrinkled. Why has it not worn off?
Maiden, mother, crone, The potion does not work alone.
Do not tire me with riddles. Tell me what to do.
It cannot be undone.
I cannot stay like this.
Your beauty is gone. You gave it away.
I have given nothing away.
As your beauty fades, so must I.
No! No, come back! It is you who lie. False image! Traitor! I have power beyond you. Where is your voice now, Magic Mirror? Do you see anything with your slivered eyes? Ha! What have I missed? Where is the answer to turn me back? I gave nothing away. The apple. No! The bad side does not kill. It stops time. While it was in my possession, it held time for me. Ragnar! Quick! Return to the cottage of those infernal little men and find me that apple. Hurry!
How peaceful she looks.
We will stand guard over her in turn.
I will go first.
No, I.
Brothers, we must not fight.
Who is that?
It's the queen. She's come for Snow White.
We do not know.
They will not go away.
What should we do?
Defend ourselves. Axes at the ready.
Wait. I will try diplomacy first. Whosoever is pounding at our door, please leave in peace, and we shall not harm you.
I only seek shelter from the rain.
How do we know you are not from the queen?
The queen? No, I carry a message from the king.
The king?
The king?
The king?
Why should we believe you?
You have only my word. If you will not help me, please take this small dove that needs tending.
A dove?
It could be Snow White's.
Let us see the bird.
Her wing is broken. She needs tending.
Go. Go.
It is her dove. Come in, we will help you.
My horse also needs shelter. Oh yes, and this owl too.
A menagerie.
Who is that?
There is no one there.
Do not look.
She belongs to us.
It is the princess. What have you done to her?
We have done nothing.
We have saved her.
From the evil queen.
Who wishes her harm.
She is under an evil spell and will not wake.
Let me see.
Sam, close the door. The rain comes in. What is it?
A bird.
A raven.
Does it come with you?
I have never seen it.
Get it.
It's under the table.
What does it have in its claw?
An apple.
That's it. That's what is different. Get the apple.
Too late. It's out the door.
The owl is chasing it.
Ragnar, you cannot outrun me.
What's that, old bird? Do you need to stop for a rest?
The queen will not protect you now.
The night is black, and so am I.
I may be old, but my eyes are sharp. I see all. Where is your mistress?
I must deliver the apple.
You have done enough for her.
No! My wing! What have you done?
The queen could not save you, and you will not save her. I must find the queen.
Where is that blasted bird? My hands, they curl like claws. My bones are hollow. My eyes, they are weak. Ragnar, is that you?
It is I.
The owl?
Your bird is dead.
No, I do not believe you.
The apple is gone.
No!
And all your beauty comes to nothing.
What is happening? Mare, mare. No, no, my hair, my skin. I have come undone and fall to pieces.
Careful. Careful.
Are you sure we should move her?
I will take her to the castle. There will be physicians there. They may be able to revive her.
But the queen is there!
I will protect her.
Sam, not like that. We must lift her gently.
You look after yourself and let me do...
Perhaps we should let the prince...
Watch out. You're going to... Fall.
The princess. Is she harmed?
No, she has not been harmed.
You clumsy oaf.
I only wanted to help.
Look, there. Something has fallen from her lips.
A piece of the apple.
She does not revive.
Your Highness, you must do something.
Do not leave us.
Please come home.
Snow White. Snow White.
What happened? Where am I?
There was an apple.
And a witch.
It was stuck in your throat.
The apple, that is.
It became dislodged.
We have saved you.
The prince wanted to take you to the castle.
Prince?
Your Highness.
Oh, it is you. The man from the stables. I thought you were a courtier.
Only a prince. I was on my way to the castle when the owl stopped me and brought me here.
There was also a raven.
And your dove.
The prince saved her as well.
You broke your wing, little dove.
Coo, coo. I'm grateful you are well.
You can talk?
I could always talk. It is you who did not listen.
Can the others hear you?
No, only those who believe.
Are you quite well, my lady?
Yes, yes. Why do you travel to the castle?
I'm an envoy between your kingdom and the East. I come with the final ransom demand for your father.
Final? There have been others?
Yes.
Why was it never paid?
The queen refused.
What price do they demand?
500 pieces of gold.
We have 500 pieces of gold. Ow!
Quiet, you.
Sam is right, Mitt. We have that and more. We have hoarded it away and spent it on nothing. If it will save the kingdom, we must do our duty.
Aye. Yes, you're right.
The owl.
How is she?
I am quite well.
Oh, you can hear me. The spell has indeed been broken. I have important news. The queen is dead.
The queen is dead?
The queen is dead?
Yes. The owl was sent to me as a message. If the queen is dead, that means I can go home.
That's wonderful.
That's terrible. Ow!
No, my brothers. We knew one day that she would have to leave us.
I will escort you to the castle.
And free my father.
And when he has returned, I will ask him for your hand.
And I will accept.
Hooray!
That's terrible. Ow!
Oh, Sam, I will miss you. Mwah. I shall miss you all. You have been very kind, given me shelter when I needed it, and saved my life. I shall not forget you. You shall be my advisors to the Exchequer.
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray!
What's an Exchequer?
He looks after the money.
Oh, hooray!
Come, my lady. Your kingdom awaits.
Hooray!
I'd say that was a job well done.
Even for the riffraff.
What do we do now?
Our job is not over. We must always keep watch. Follow her. And so the ransom was paid. Snow White did indeed marry her prince, and there was peace in the kingdom once again. And who saw it all? The birds, just as I had foretold. And now you know the story too, because you listened.
You have been listening to Snow White, adapted for audio by Diane Vandenhoven, featuring Georgia Lee Schultz as Snow White and Mary Ellen Herder as the Evil Queen. Also featured were Michael Dick as Albrecht the Owl and narrator, Keith Burnett as King Caspar, Noelle Dupuis as Queen Rosalind, Brady Van Varenberg as Ragnar the Raven, Jan Walker-Hult as the Magic Mirror, Asselin King as Deirdre the Dove, James Heapelwaite as Udo the Huntsman, Oliver Giorgio as the Prince, and Keith Burnett, Bill Tye, and David Farquhar as the Dwarves. Snow White was directed by Laura Van Veen, recording engineer, sound design, and executive producer David Farquhar. This has been a Voices in the Wind audio theater production. Check out our other full cast audio dramatizations at voicesinthewind.ca.
And that's this week's show. Come back next week, our final episode of 2016 with Brian Bacon's comedy sketch series, Radio People. Until then, I'm Jack Ward.
And I'm David Ault. Good night.
Good night.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There! That's how long 20 seconds are. The Center for Disease Control recommends you wash your hands for at least 20 seconds as often as possible. We don't think about it a lot, but more germs are transmitted by the hands than by any other source, so keep them clean. Soap and water for 20 seconds, and you'll help prevent the spread of COVID-19. And maybe some other nasty stuff as well. This was a public service announcement from the Mutual Audio Network.